I was vice chair of the Joint Policing Committee that many will be aware of, and that was a hugely successful community initiative, and that involved different groups and different voices. However, this new local safety, community safety partnership, this will include representation of new groups and the opportunity for increased participation for everyone in the community. So it brings together statutory services, voluntary in the community centre, sector, local councillors and community members, and we will all work together to identify and tackle community safety issues locally. So these community safety partnerships have been set up throughout the country, and I'm honoured to be added as chair, to be given that role as chair for the next 3 years. It's a voluntary role, but I feel so strongly about community safety, about the importance of communities having a voice in everything to do with safety, with looking after our elderly, with looking after people in our communities, looking after people who have just moved into our communities, and people with disabilities. So everyone from every walk of life will be represented at this new community safety partnership. And I'm really looking forward to the role over the next 3 years. And it's a new role, so I suppose as the months go on, we'll find out an awful lot more about what, you know, the requirements are and who exactly will be involved. But I'm certainly looking forward to the role.
And while the new role is effectively replacing the old Joint Policing Committees, that will bring its own challenges as well.
It will, because I suppose because there are, I suppose, so many issues now. There are new, even over the past 10 years, there are a lot more issues that are facing communities that weren't there before, and they all have to be identified. But at the same time, the most important thing is that people feel that they have a voice, that there is a format there, and there's a formula there, and a space there where people can actually air their grievances. And it's also going to be very, very positive as well, because we'll be working with community groups, with sports groups, with young people, and they will have an opportunity to add to this forum, and, you know, to give their advice and to give their opinions, and to guide us as well. So we're very much open to being guided by the community and by the members to, you know, just, I suppose, what it is basically is to ensure that Sligo and every county in Ireland is a safer place for everybody.